This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. 20 people were killed and 26 others wounded on Saturday when a gunman opened fire on a crowded Walmart in El Paso, Texas. Police say a 21-year-old suspect from Allen, Texas, nearly 1,000 kilometers away, took a semi-automatic rifle into the store and opened fire. The suspect, identified as Patrick Crucius, surrendered to police and is in custody. El Paso Mayor DeMargo says the community of nearly 680,000 residents on the Mexican border will not be defined by this massacre.
Our community will not be defined by this senseless evil act of violence. We will be defined by the unity and compassion we showed in the wake of this tragedy.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott called on all Texans to grieve with those who have lost loved ones and to offer whatever help is needed.
Black, brown, white, whatever your race may be, now is the time for Texans to come together, to support each other, to help these families in need, and to make sure that El Paso is going to be able to take a step forward that it needs to take.
President Trump wrote on Twitter that the shooting was, quote, not only tragic, it was an act of cowardice. I know that I stand with everyone in this country to condemn today's hateful act. The president went on to say there are no reasons or excuses that will ever justify killing innocent people. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper said on Saturday he wants to see American ground-based intermediate-range conventional missiles deployed to Asia. The United States previously was not able to pursue such missiles with a range of 5 to 5,500 kilometers because of the INF Treaty, from which it withdrew on Friday.